With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Get them Rock Sox, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, summer's in full gear. You need the Rock Sox. Vicky, you got my second pair yet?
No.
Come on, Vicky. I'm going to wear them.
The second pair's for me. Then I can get you a second pair for you.
I need to rock these Rock socks.
I'll loan you mine.
No, they'll be game worn. I don't need the game worn Rock socks from you.
I'll wash them.
Yeah, I think I'm going to, you know. It's kind of like pants. You don't want to wear somebody else's pants, right?
All right, fine. Yeah.
Vicky? Yeah. That's the only job you have, okay? You had one job. I need 2 days worth of socks for painting the grass, so I need to get my Rock socks.
Stop failing him.
Yeah.
She's not doing for him anything for him anymore, remember?
No.
Yeah, you are. It's your... bad word job.
It's your mother blanking job.
That's what it is.
Yosh.
God, I hate millennials. Anyway, you can get the Rock socks right now. I love, actually, most millennials. I just hate Vicky. BJ and Migs Rock socks, they look really awesome, so you got to get them. Before, I don't know.
I'll loan you mine and I can cross out Vicky's face on it.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Ooh.
Yeah. I love that plan. All right, get him. KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Mix. It's time to play the game. Do everybody scream his name? Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Whoa!
Beat Mix. You're a loser.
It is time to beat Mix. Or we could whack him instead because it's Whack It Wednesday.
Whack it.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Whack it.
Steve was totally Mr. Wacky earlier today when he whacked his opponent handily.
It's been a long time since I've had a song, man.
Mm-hmm. It has been.
And look, we are giving away tickets to Beck and Cage the Elephant.
You want
to
play Beck as the loser song.
Come on.
And
somebody.
I do not want to lose all week for that reason.
Come on, somebody beat him. I thought for sure it'd be great. And no, it's not it.
Well, thanks for the inspiration, BJ.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully Matt can make this happen. Matt in Port Orchard, are you there?
I am here.
No pressure, buddy. What's he playing for today, Steve? Tickets to see, like BJ mentioned, Beck and Cage the Elephant at the Gorge. What a show that's going to be. On July 13th, go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to see Beck and Cage the Elephant, get your tickets now at LiveNation.com. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Matt will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Matt, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Which president's likeness is depicted on the Purple Heart Award?
Pass.
Which two colors are on the flag of Sweden?
Blue and yellow.
Yes. The zodiac sign Aries refers to what animal?
Crab.
No.
Owl.
No.
Horse.
No. Inigo Montoya is a character from which 80s movie?
Pass.
Barcelona is a city in which European country?
Spain.
Yes. In Toy Story, what is the name of the boy who owns Woody?
Andy.
Yes. Which president was the basis of the main character in the book Primary Colors?
George Bush.
No.
Bill Clinton.
Yes. What is the name of the Phoenix NBA team?
Suns.
Yes. Who wrote and performed the 70s song Crocodile Rock?
Elton John.
Yes. How many years are in 60 months?
Five.
Yes! Which president's likeness is depicted on the Purple Heart Award?
Lincoln.
No! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
Well, it's going to be close.
It's a pretty good score there.
Yeah, it's going to be a close one.
Yeah, everyone else has been doing terrible this week, so you haven't had your chance. This might be your chance.
I have a chance today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Steve.
But Steve already said that in order to deny you.
Yeah,
he's going to up his game.
He's done. He can't get these questions. These questions are way above his head.
Chuck some coffee. Yeah. I'm ready.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, he's ready. This is way above his pay grade. He can't get these questions.
He quickly cooked and ate a fish.
Whoa, brain food. Perfect.
Sorry, office.
Okay.
What?
Did you microwave that fish?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So
I ran
to
the market, and in that minute I've been in the other room.
Yeah, okay. Caught a fish.
Yep.
Brought it up here and gutted it and cooked it.
Well, I did a salmon jerky.
Ooh, oh, really?
Is that a euphemism for anything?
Well, yeah.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Which president's likeness is depicted on the Purple Heart Award?
Taft.
No.
I'm going to go with Eisenhower.
No.
Roosevelt.
No.
Oh.
Kennedy. No. Ugh. What two colors are the flag of Sweden?
White and yellow.
No.
Blue and yellow.
Yes. The zodiac sign Aries refers to what animal?
That would be a fish.
No.
A cow.
No.
A dinosaur.
No. Inigo Montoya is a character from what 80s movie?
Scarface.
No.
Oh.
Say hello.
To- well.
Inigo Montoya is a character from which 80s movie?
Raging Bull.
No.
Pass.
Barcelona is a city in which European country?
Spain.
Yes.
Nice.
In Toy Story, what is the name of the boy who owns Woody?
Oh, I know this, actually. Andy.
Yes.
Damn it.
Which president was the basis of the main character in the book Primary Colors?
Bill Clinton.
Yes.
Damn it.
What is the name of the Phoenix NBA team?
Suns.
Yes.
Oh.
Who wrote and performed the 70s song Crocodile Rock?
Elton John.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. BJ, cue that music.
No!
Steve loses 7-6.
You stupid fish.
Spoke too soon, didn't you, buddy?
Yeah.
Oh, it felt so good. Matt, you are the man, buddy.
Thank you.
You hang on the line. We'll tell you how to get
not
the prize.
In my wheelhouse.
Nope. You spent too much time on the Inigo Montoya question.
Yeah.
You didn't get to the very last one. How many years are in 60 months?
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah.
That fish really did a great job for you.
Thank you.
So you would have gotten a tie if you would have gotten to it.
Yeah, but he didn't.
Too much time on Montoya.
Yeah. Exactly.
What was that?
Inigo Montoya is a character from what 80s movie?
Oh, we all know this, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Vicky?
Yeah. Princess Bride.
The Princess Bride.
Come on, Steve.
Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much watched the entire movie.
I would know the answer.
Maybe.
Look at that. Steve doesn't watch good movies.
Nope.
Nope.
The zodiac sign Aries refers to what animal?
I would be guessing. I'll say a wolf or a dog.
You'd be wrong. It is the ram or sheep.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I suck. I should know that.
Yeah. You do suck.
Thanks, buddy.
The president's likeness that is depicted on the Purple Heart Award?
Is it Washington?
It is.
Why did I just say Washington?
I don't know why. I don't know why you would say something like Taft.
So I can play my song.
Jokesies.
Yeah. For jokesies.
Yeah.
Stupid Steve.
Stupid Steve is everybody's favorite guy.
Well, it is Matt's. Congratulations to Matt on beating Steve this morning.
Yeah, if you tie or beat Steve, that's how you get the prize just like that. It's pretty sweet. All right, Vicky. You better start binge watching The Office quickly because Netflix is going to lose it.
Yeah. Dude, I see when I saw that story this morning, that was the first thing I thought was, in order for me to see the, I've never watched a single episode of The Office, and I know that's like, what the hell kind of a moment, but I was thinking, well, it's on Netflix. One of these days when we have some time off, I'm just going to, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to watch. I'm going to binge them all.
Yeah, well, 2021 is when it stops. January 22. You got a year.
I think I can pull it off.
All right.
How many episodes? I mean, how many seasons?
Well, the first five, I think, are the ones you want to watch.
Okay.
And I think 6 and 7 when Carell left, and people don't like those seasons. So if you miss those, it's not a big deal.
So what are we talking about, like 80 episodes then?
Well, you figure 25 times 5, whatever that is. I mean, it's over 100 episodes that you got to watch.
Nine seasons. Yeah, I'm not going to get through all of them.
201 episodes.
I can't remember. So maybe it was Carell on for like seven seasons, because that's usually the contract. So maybe Steve was there for 6 or 7 seasons. Then you don't have to worry about the rest of them.
See, I've never actually seen an episode either that wasn't just like my roommates watching it, and I kind of catched a little bit in the background. But I've never actually seen one.
I actually watched the British show, too. I loved The Office back in the day. And the one that was based off of Ricky Gervais's British show was awesome. Martin Freeman was Jim in that one. And the I can't remember her name, but she plays the one of the aunts in Sabrina. She was Pam. She was the Pam character. It was good.
I'm wondering if it would motivate us if we did a contest to see between you and I who would actually get through the entire, let's say, seven, because Steve Carell isn't in the other ones. You and me, Steve.
Yeah, head to head, can you do how it? Many episodes we can watch?
Yeah.
Like, either how many, like, how long it would take us to finish it.
Vicky's going to win.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other shows,
Vicky's got
though.
No life, that's what.
I'm trying to do Jessica Jones right now. I'm not even done with that one. It's been out for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Vicky's still going to win.
Yeah, she's going to see him before me. Yeah. I probably won't even get through, like, a half of a season by the time she's done watching all of them.
Yeah. And I'm not sure it's a show you'd like.
I think I would.
I'm not sure.
I don't think it's a show that my wife will like, which is why I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, really? Because I think the Jim and Pam story, I feel like she would like those characters.
Yeah, she's not really too down with that style of humor.
Oh, okay.
I mean, just from other shows that we've tried to watch, that they don't seem to resonate. And she even said one time, like, she's like, yeah, I'm not a fan of The Office. Because I was about to suggest, hey, let's look at Netflix. And I'm going around. She's like, eh.
Yeah, so they steal from the Trailer Park Boys the idea of a hidden camera or basically them a camera following them all around. That's the whole idea. It's a great show. I really like it. Greg Daniels, by the way, even though they are losing The Office, Steve Carell is still going to be on Netflix. Apparently him and Greg Daniels are getting together for a series called Space Force, which is obviously a joke on the president wanting to create a space force, and that's what they're going to be doing. He's going to be, I guess, in charge of, in the sitcom, of creating this new branch of the armed forces. And
He says The Office is a must. You need to watch it. Another person says, "You guys suck. That's the best show ever."
What do you mean? You two suck? I love The
Apparently.
Office.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I might feel that it's the best show ever after I watch it. So hold your opinion on that for a second.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You're a Seinfeld fan, so I'm not sure if you'll think it's the best show ever. But definitely, in the vein of Seinfeld, in the vein of Friends, it was another great NBC sitcom.
Somebody said that The Office beat is better than Seinfeld. Funniest show ever.
And the problem with me with that show is I like it enough, but once you get Steve Carell's character, like when they just have him doing the most awkward things, I feel so pained for him.
So good.
That I can't watch it. Like, I have to stop.
So good.
Because he's just like, this guy's such an, it's just an incredible idiot.
So you have secondhand cringe?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I, you know, it's so wonderful because, as I said, it was based on a British show. They successfully took that awkward vibe and translated it to American culture, because British culture's got a whole different way of being awkward and stuff, and they did a good job. They were really able to take a show and make it American and still make it good. A lot of times that doesn't happen.
Somebody says, Steve, at least watch the Asian Gym episode. It's hilarious.
Yeah, that one is really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
What season is that?
And I don't know which one it's in. Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
And of course, sorry, buddy, I don't know all the seasons. Only Star Trek is where I can tell you all the episodes in every season.
Someone says Parks and Rec better than The Office.
Parks and Rec is good.
I haven't seen that one.
I still like The Office better, but Parks and Rec is good. But they're, you know, the trouble is that, you know, it's apples and apples and apples. If you ask me, they're very similar as far as the vibe of the show.
I feel like Parks and Rec, and I've never, like I said, I've never seen The Office. I've seen all of Parks and Rec. It was really silly and more upbeat and fun. And The Office always seems kind of chill to me.
Oh, well, you have to watch more to see.
Yeah.
I feel like they're similar shows. Maybe it's slightly more upbeat. No, you know, I mean, Nick Offerman's character is great. And, of course, you know, Chris Pratt. And Rob Lowe is always fun. So, I mean, there's a lot to love about Parks and Rec. And, of course, Amy Poehler, fantastic. So, there you go, Steve. You don't know any of those shows. You don't care.
No, I do care, though.
He does care. Look at
him. Yeah, he does. Look at his face.
I'm just internalizing it because I care.
Because you care so much.
Yeah, is there a show right now that everybody's loving, though? I mean, I think of a sitcom right now. Is there a sitcom like The Office that we can say is like the best that's on?
What's
first
the TV
of all,
ratings? That's a good way to know.
It may not be network television, if you ask me. I mean, I am finding some of my funny shows that I love that are funny. I find them on, you know, either Netflix or
See,
Prime.
It's not a sitcom, but it's one of those half-hour shows that I'm loving, and it's absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous has nailed it on Netflix.
Oh, I haven't checked that out yet.
That show is
Nicole Byer.
She was just in town.
Yeah, she's hilarious. But just the fact that they give these people who have no baking skills whatsoever such a small amount of time, like they're set up to fail, and the stuff is so bad.
So it's a live show where people are supposed to be competing.
It's not a live show. It's a cooking show.
That's what I meant to say. It's real people, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's real people. Oh. It's amateur bakers who they get in to make these very elaborate cakes. But the whole thing is nailed it because they don't nail it based off of the memes.
Oh, I wonder if that's a takeoff on the Great British Bake Off show, because those are regular people. They like to bake, but they're not professional bakers on that show.
Yeah, it's a little bit more along the lines of just making fun of the meme. Or going along with the meme of like,
check that out.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It's very reminiscent of all the Food Network shows where they have the judges, the challenges. It's fun, but after like we watched it a season and a half, and then we're just like, okay, we've seen enough bad attempts at these things. But you're right, it's pretty. But that's because my wife's not really a fan of her. After a while, she gets a little annoying.
Yeah, my favorite is anything that Phoebe Waller-Bridge does. She's got two shows that you can get on Netflix. One on Netflix and one on Amazon Prime. Crashing is on Netflix. It only had one season because it's British, but it's a cool story about all these 20-somethings living in a hospital because they have no place to live, so it's kind of like subsidized. It's a subsidized area where, you know, you go because you have no other place to live. It's a weird thing that's happening in England. Another one called Fleabag, a story about a girl and her sister, and this Phoebe Waller-Bridge is killing it, because she also writes a show called Killing Eve, and she created that, and that's a big show on BBC America. So I'm like, that's my new favorite comic person. I just love her stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking online just like out of curiosity to see what like the top shows are for certain, you know, in the world of ratings. Obviously, that's, you know, so subjective because of Netflix and all the streaming services. But the number one show is America's Got Talent, according to this.
It's the summer. That makes sense.
And then you get The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Celebrity Family Feud.
Oh, all right.
What the hell is Holy Moly?
I saw that on Netflix.
Yeah. It's on ABC.
Yeah, I forgot. I've heard about it, but I don't know what it is. I don't know what the hell Holy Moly is. All right, well, it's a popular show, apparently.
Songland, then American Ninja Warrior, The Amazing Race, Pressure Luck, Card Shark. I mean, it's so funny. Like, there's all, like, these game shows. Again, it's the summer.
Holy Moly apparently is extreme mini golf.
Really?
It's 12 contestants put their miniature golf and physical skills to the test and face off in a never-before-seen challenges on a larger-than-life course.
So no sitcoms, though, at the top of the list.
The only sitcom off that's newer in my head that I know about is Mr. Iglesias. It's on Netflix. It's Gabriel Iglesias. He's a school teacher.
I see Netflix.
It's got the laugh track and everything. It's fun.
It's got the laugh track. That's no one was supposed to laugh.
Well, like, the laugh track is what makes me think of it's a sitcom.
I also, on Netflix, I think, was Dead to Me, Christina Applegate show.
They got renewed.
Yeah, it's a good show. I got to tell you, it's a great premise. I mean, the premise is simple, is that this woman's husband gets hit by a car, a hit-and-run driver runs off, and the guy dies. And all of a sudden, this random woman shows up at the support group to try to be friends with her. And, you know, and they cover this in the first episode. Spoiler alert, it's the woman that hit her husband, but she wants to try to make her life better, even though she doesn't admit she's the one that killed her husband. And so a friendship starts in this most awkward way.
Thank you for spoiling it.
Why? It's the first episode.
Well, it doesn't say it in the trailer or anything. I haven't seen the first episode yet.
Well, now it's ruined.
Wow. Well,
I thought she just was there because she was a crazy bitch.
No, they established that quickly, Vic. They established that very quickly in the first episode.
I don't ruin it, but I did spoil it.
Well, it's why the show's a fun show. The premise is that. And
it looks like a dramatic show. I didn't know it was a fun show.
Oh, it's sort of like a dramedy. Yeah. Well, wait, you got to watch it. It's been on for how long?
Well, I got other shows I'm still watching.
Well, sorry, buddy. I spoiled it for you. But it's a great show because of that dynamic. Like, here she is trying to be friends with the friggin' woman who's basically, she's responsible for the woman's pain.
Yay.
It's a good show. Oh, Vicky's mad.
I'm not watching it now.
Why? Because it's spoiled?
Yes.
No, but let me tell you, there's a lot going on. You'll miss out if you don't watch it. All right, Steve, I'm done talking to Vicky. I'm done talking to her.
I checked out. I was just getting lost in Danny's eyes.
Yeah, thank you.
Same here, buddy.
He was rolling his eyes. I was rolling my eyes. We had a moment.
Well, it is time for Listeners on the Loose. People now get lost in our eyes. What do you want to talk about? You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls and texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
9.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Car Toys. Listeners on the Loose, it's simple. You pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's your chance, man, to just say, hey, I want my opinion out there. But do remember, when you are on this fine program, Steve has one rule.
And that's to show some energy and bring it, BJ. Otherwise, you will be gone. And we'll have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone texted us, said, I know you guys love that Old Town Road song, and you also love that Leo dude from that does all those covers that we talk about. He did a metal version of it, and it's actually pretty awesome.
Okay, so the first part of it, I don't know how much of us really love the Old Town Road song.
I think that might have been a little tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, but we do love Leo, that's for sure. And again, this is a remake. Leo from Frog Leap Studios does all these great metal versions, like Steve said, including this one, Old Town Road by Lil Nas X.
Well, he doesn't disappoint. The guy's figured it out.
Has he figured it out? Yeah.
Somebody put on YouTube that just said, all right, so it's a country meets rap, now meets metal, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say, you know what? Well, yeah, I love the fusion. I love the fusion of rock and rap anyway. I'm sorry, country and rap. I love that fusion ever since Justified's their theme song.
Oh, I was going to say, like, what was it, the Nelly song? Was it Nelly? I can't remember. Somebody did a country song way back in the day.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Was it Nelly and some country artist?
Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Okay, well, there was one before that.
With Tim McGraw?
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Let's see if I can pull it.
Oh, I know that one you're talking about. That's a good song.
Over and Over?
Yeah.
I think that's it.
That's a good song. That's a very poppy. I mean, it's got rap in there and country in there, but they fuse it well, but it's kind of light, you know, as opposed to what I'm thinking of. It's got a little bit more of a drive to it. Yeah.
And then you got Kid Rock, of course.
Oh, Kid Rock, yeah.
He just does everything.
He does, man. It's so bizarre listening to some of his stuff. Like, whoa, he really sounds like he's whatever genre he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone wants our advice, guys.
All right,
time to get on your advice hats.
Well, Vicky's still mad at me, so let's just get her off the track since I spoiled the show for her.
Okay, good. This person said, I recently got in touch with a girl I haven't spoken to in years.
Ooh.
I'm talking like since high school, and I'm 35 now.
Okay.
Long story short, she's the one that got away. We ended on semi-bad terms, but for me at least, I know for me at least, it was not over. She just added me on Facebook, and I can't help but be excited, but here's the thing. I'm married now. She's in a relationship as well. Seems kind of serious. For the past 13 years, when I couldn't find her to contact her, I longed just to tell her how I felt. Here's my question. I have no intention of leaving my wife, and I don't want to cause problems in her relationship.
Whoa.
However, I think it would really give me peace of mind to tell her how I felt about her and make amends on how it ended. Can I do this? Is it wrong to want to? Help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's real wrong. Don't.
Can you just reread your own text?
Yeah, dude.
And give the advice as if it's not you writing the text.
You got an issue, buddy. You've got some real issues, and it could very well be that you're just kind of like life sucks for you right now, and that happens when you get to be in your 30s. And let's say you're knee deep into this is going to be my job. I'm going to be working. You know, I'm going to be a working man for the rest of my life. Maybe there's some kids involved. This is not a glamorous time of married life. 30s and 40s, they do suck because the kids are a pain in the ass. The job is boring, and you're no longer a young person. And you are now approaching middle age. Yeah, I mean, Danny, I'm making you feel good, by the way, Danny, with all this great...
Oh, thanks.
Plenty to look forward to.
Yeah.
All right.
Everything's coming up roses.
And so I would say this.
Do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
Because look, we talked about my girlfriend that I had yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and
you had a girlfriend yesterday?
Her. Yeah.
The one that sang at the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody pay attention to the show besides you and me, Steve? No.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Yeah, thanks.
What
was that? Appreciate that. Thanks.
Did you guys know that Dairy Queen, they also have an orange Julius
inside of it? Oh, do they really?
Yes. No way.
I mean, I didn't like the way things ended with this girl either. She basically dumped me.
Yeah.
And I thought she was the one that got away for the longest time. And then I realized, you know what? No, there's got to be somebody else out there. There can't just be this one person that if they don't like me, I'm screwed. There's got to be somebody I can find that will like me and I will like them. And that turns out to be my wife. I'm married to her. So I think it would really be dumb for me to reach out and contact my old high school sweetheart. I just don't see the point of it.
This guy, all your ass. Asking to do is create drama.
Yes.
Just let it go. Sleeping dogs lie?
Yes.
Like, do not bring up any more drama. You're going to cause some problems with her. It's going to get awkward. I don't even know why she's reaching out to you on Facebook. It just seems like they're both going to cause
more
drama.
Yeah, she's an idiot too.
And you say that you don't have feelings. I feel like all of a sudden the conversations will start up again. You're going to start triggering something and one of you is going to say something inappropriate and who knows where it's going to go from there.
And that's because, dude,
next thing you know, you're sending pictures of your dong to her on Facebook Messenger.
Your life, you don't like your life right now. So like Steve says, you're getting excited about this idea of what you think is the fantasy life, the grass being greener.
Yeah.
It's not true, dude. You got to find out why life isn't fun for you right now. This girl is a distraction. She is not your reality. And if she really is your reality, do your wife a favor and get the hell out of your marriage right now and let her find a guy that deserves her. And at least you can be a good father to whatever. And if you don't have any kids, then get the hell out of your marriage. Be a man. Do that. Then go contact other women. Don't be a moron, because you're going to ruin your life.
Pearl Jam Matt says, leave it alone, bro. Next person, don't do it. You are trash. Next text. Wow. What an idiot.
Now, good.
Another text. Don't talk to her. Don't do it, doofus.
Yeah, this is harsh guy talk. But you know,
I love that, doofus.
Yeah, we look at this is how guys are. Sorry if there were women that are going, wow, you're really harsh with him. This is what we do. We're really being harsh so you can understand the stupidity of this moment, bro, because right now you're being ruled by your penis.
Somebody wants some more a tip on a name.
Name?
Yes, I'm having a very unexpected baby in October and compiling a list of girls' names for my future badass.
Oh, asshat would be great. Let's try it.
Wow. My firstborn is named Violet. The boy is Malik. Any name ideas that are unique from Serena in Seattle?
Tangerine.
Tangerine.
I like it. Violet and Tangerine. Yeah. Boom.
Violet and Malik. I like Malik. Malik is a cool name.
What about Steve?
Yeah, Steve is not unique.
What about
Stevie?
Rev?
Yeah, Rev is...
For a girl,
very unique.
Stevie Miggs.
Ooh.
That's good.
What about Persephone? We like that name.
That's Paris Phone.
Yeah, good old Paris Phone. Good old Paris Phone. Daenerys. Everybody see you do that. Ooh, everyone know you're a Game of Thrones fan.
Maybe not a good choice after the ending of
That's a good point. You're right.
Danny with an I.
We just talked about Daenerys.
With a little heart on it.
Yeah.
A little heart.
I feel like it's always the girls that are put out are the girls that have like the I at the end of their name.
Oh, wow. Okay. Vicky, you don't have an I at the end of your name. How come?
Shh.
Oh, okay. Maybe she does and we don't know.
We might not know.
So do we have any like unique names that we've been helpful at all for this girl's name? Melisandre.
Melisandre?
She's from Game of Thrones, but I love that name, Melisandre.
Melisandre was like the Red Whore Witch.
Red Whore Witch.
All right, well, she also helped out, though. She helped out.
Red Whore Witch.
Red Whore Witch. That's a great name. Red Whore Witch.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we were going to call Sarah Sarasvati, which is the Indian goddess of teaching and learning, I think.
Use that one there, lady.
Yeah, Sarasvati.
What about Space Queen?
Space Queen?
There you go.
Space I like that. Queen.
Yep. What about C-3PO?
Space
Queen.
Ooh.
Our
BB-8. You want to be updated. BB-8.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
I looked up a bunch of like random girl names. One of them on this list is Iowa because it means beautiful land. Boom. Yeah, name your daughter Iowa.
Oh, I didn't know Iowa meant beautiful land. Have they been in Iowa? But anyway.
right.
What? No, I don't know anything about Iowa. So listeners on the loose.
Maggot.
Maggot?
Oh, Margot. Sorry.
Maggot.
Good job.
Slipknot on the brain.
Well, you're talking Iowa. So
yeah. Yeah.
This is my little daughter, Maggot.
My little Maggot. She loves Slipknot.
Juggalo.
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 Juggalo. Yeah, Juggalo. J-Lo for shot.
Little Juggs.
Yeah, Little Juggs is always a great nickname for a daughter.
Why is there not a female rapper named Little Juggs?
Probably because women don't want to be known as having Little Juggs.
Well, it should be a big-breasted woman. You know, like a tall guy or a big guy's named Tiny?
Okay, Little Juggs.
Yeah.
All righty.
Like a well-in... Boop boops.
Well into a boop boops. Okay, is that the technical term?
Yes.
Okay, great.
That's what the doctor says.
Yeah, that's what the doctor says.
Little Juggs.
How are your boop boops going? They feel good, Doc. Everything's fine over here.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, well, we've been really a big help. Sorry about that, Serena.
We've been something.
Serena. You know what? The name. Venus? Well, the name of Serena is a character from The Handmaid's Tale. Serena is the house mom, or the housewife. And then there's June. June, of course, was the handmaid. Or you can call her.
Yeah, let's name it after the handmaid.
Or call her Offred.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, Serena's the wife. I'm just trying. You know, I'm thinking.
Ugh.
No, so that doesn't work. I wonder if anyone actually has named their kid like off somebody like
Offred,
off Jim, off Joseph.
I really hope not.
You know someone's going to do it, Rev.
Yeah, terrible, terrible. Horrible people.
I know. I'm just saying that someone will do it.
Hopefully not off Jack. And then they're like, hey, middle name first okay. name last.
No. Yeah, off Jack. You're right. No. You know what? No. In the whole Handmaid's Tale, I haven't seen anybody named off Jack.
No off Jack.
There really should be an off Jack. You're absolutely right.
He's the blind man in the corner.
Oh, jeez.
Because they name the women after the husband, after the man of the house they're assigned to.
Uh-huh.
So his name is Jack. It would be off Jack.
Off Jack.
So if Jack in the Box was in the Handmaid's Tale, all of the women would be off Jack.
Do they have monsters in the Handmaid's Tale?
No, there's no monsters. Oh. I mean, except some of their humans.
Monsters are the people.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, they could be like a hairy-handed man named Offjack.
Hairy-handed man named Offjack.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm just trying. I don't know this movie.
You are trying. Serena, it's actually a TV show, but thanks for coming. Serena, thank you so much. We're glad we could help you out. We hope that your kid's name is now Offjack.
And we apologize in advance.
Yeah. Offjack.
It's a unique name, Offjack.
Someone agrees. Why not name the little girl Stevie? Boom.
Yeah, Stevie.
Yeah, oh, yeah, like Stevie Nicks. We know there's female Stevie, but we're not going to do it.
Fine.
Okay, we want the kid to be happy.
All right, we'll stick with Offjack then. That's cool.
Offjack is a great name.
A few people have texted us, and it's bummer news about Beth Chapman.
Dog's wife. Yes.
Unfortunately, passed away at the age of 51 because of throat cancer.
She was hospitalized.
In a coma.
Yeah,
they were in a medically induced coma because
throat cancer.
That's terrible.
That is horrible. Look, no matter what you think of Dog the Bounty Hunter, I mean Beth. I always thought Beth was a very likable character on that show, and that's sad news.
They had the cancer was removed, but it came back last year.
51 years old. Gosh, that's young. That is very, very young.
Heartbreaking.
It is, dude.
You read those things and they just want to like grab your significant other and just hold on to them, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
He put up a tweet about it and just said that she just hiked the stairway to heaven. We all love you, Beth. See you on the other side.
It just happened to one of my wife's good friends. Ugh. She just went through the whole hospice situation with her longtime boyfriend. And it's just brutal. Just brutal. Yeah. And it was cancer. It's so tough. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got more of your calls, more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Going back to the lady that wants a unique name for her kid. Someone texted in the best one ever. Says she should name her daughter Mayonnaise for the color May.
I like it.
Sure. Just call her May, not the color May.
Yeah.
Call her that for short, and then she'll live her whole life knowing that her name is Mayonnaise, but no one else will suspect it.
Ooh. Just call her May, and her real name is Mayonnaise. That is interesting.
Hi. I'm Mayonnaise.
Yeah. I'm Mayonnaise. And what's the middle name? Ketchup?
Ooh.
Then you got yourself.
Mustard.
Yeah.
Dijon.
Yeah. Oh, Mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Dijon Mayonnaise.
Or change it to aioli.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Fancy mayonnaise.
There you go. All right.
Yeah, aioli just makes me think nipples, though. I don't know.
That's areola.
I know.
I'd like some of that nipple dressing, please. Okay, sure thing, sir.
Please order it like that from now on, please.
Yeah, I'm going to order nipple dressing.
Let's see how quick Steve gets kicked out of a restaurant. Yeah. Can I get that nipple dressing, ma'am?
I'm going to have that spaghetti nipple, please.
The areola dressing. You know what I'm talking about.
Give me that stuff, would you? Listeners, all of those, you pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
It says, I'm in a pickle. My fiance and I are getting married soon, but he still doesn't trust me financially. He makes four times the amount that I do and still expects me to pay half of everything, which can be a little difficult at times. He also lies to me about finances, saying that he can't afford to pay half of the mortgage, which is that means it's $1,000 for me, and then goes and buys a $13,000 Botero, whatever that is. What do I do?
These are like major red flags.
Yeah.
This is a weird
like
thing.
Gigantic
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, you don't marry the guy.
Is this Weird Relationships Wednesday?
Yeah. You don't marry the guy, sweetheart. What are you doing? I mean, finances are a big part of a relationship, especially a marriage.
Yeah.
You can't have somebody lying to you, and if he doesn't trust you, well, I don't know where that comes from. It's either projection because he's actually untrustworthy with money, which, again, do you want to enter into that situation? How do people, how many weeks to the wedding? How does it, you know, it's so funny how people are. They just wait to the very last minute because they don't want to be alone. They don't want to look at the red flags. That's huge.
But more importantly, what's a bolero?
Oh, is it like a hat? Is that like a fancy,
you're right.
A Spanish hat or something?
It's $13,000 for a fancy hat?
No way.
No.
All right. Well, we got to find out if I'm right about what a bolero is.
No, I think you're right.
$13,000 for a hat? That can't be.
Well, there is a bolero car.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's so. That's yeah. It.
I'm well, not seeing anything about a hat.
Spending $13,000 on a
Botero.
Botero.
I don't know what a Botero is.
Or a Botero? I don't know.
Oh, it's an artist. So I'm wondering if he spent $13,000 on this artist painting. Oh, and it's not even cool.
Oh, yeah, geez. But hold on. But see, now that could be an investment, though.
That's a creepy-looking investment.
Yeah. I hope it's the one with the guy that's naked.
But we don't know. See, Vicky, we don't know art.
It's a flag right there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So this is definitely a style.
Yeah. If you Google Botero, one of the first things that shows up is a guy with weird chest hair. He's painting, and he's got a flag in front of his dong.
The way she said it, though, doesn't make it sound like it's something we should know. Like, she just said he spent $13,000 on a Botero. It sounds like that is an artist that people may know, and maybe this is a good investment.
However, he's saying, oh, I can't pay half the mortgage.
But we're getting her side of the story.
Yeah. Like, well, that's what I'm saying. She's saying that he can't pay half the mortgage, but will spend money on this instead.
But here's what
he's saying he can't pay. Because he wants her to pay as well.
Yeah.
I don't think it's because he's financially unable to pay it.
No, she says he makes four times he does.
Yeah.
Right, but then says she was saying he doesn't, makes excuses for why he can't pay things.
And here's what I'm saying.
That's how I'm hearing it.
Here's the problem. When somebody has these kind of unreasonable complaints about their partner, but they still want to marry them, they're either in denial or we're not getting the whole truth. And she says he thinks she's untrustworthy with money. You know, again, we don't know the full story, sweetheart. But it sounds like he's a nightmare. Why would you want to marry him? Why wouldn't you just go find somebody else who's going to be fairer to you?
Somebody says all bills should be 50-50 no matter what. I don't necessarily agree with that.
Oh, really?
I think it's, I mean, if you're in a relationship, you're married, and if like I am in a situation where I can afford our bills, I'm not going to be like, babe, even though you don't make as much, you should pay half.
Well, I think
it's our money.
That's what I'm thinking is what they mean. It's like as far as 50-50, I hope they imagine that just like all the money's together.
Yeah, see, I just assume in our situation, it's like it's just a pool of money together.
Yeah,
we've put into it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, look, I'm taking 50% out of your check and 50% out of mine. That's how I'm paying the bills. That just seems like a recipe for disaster if you're going to nitpick dollars and cents like that with the person that you love.
Yeah, and if you're that kind of person, get a prenup. That's the front. I mean, seriously, if you're the kind of person that's going to nitpick like that, get a prenup if you don't trust your spouse, which isn't a bad idea. I don't think prenups are bad ideas at all. I think it's a really good idea because you just don't know anymore. I mean, a lot of marriages end in divorce. And if people get too emotional that they don't want you to get a prenup, then, then you got to wonder what's more important to you, your financial stability or this marriage. And either one's a good answer. I think that it's reasonable to ask for prenups. If I walk into a situation and I'm definitely making much less than the person that I'm going to marry, I think a prenup makes sense.
See, with us, I know we went into it. I went into like the house that we purchased, the things that we have, the life that we live based off of what can we afford it on what I make. That way, God forbid anything happens.
Oh, nice.
You know what I mean? It's obviously, you never know what happens in the future, but at least right now, what we base our lives on is my income, and then her money would just be either A, for spending or for whatever trips.
Oh, fun gravy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because that way, if it goes away, we don't have to worry about that.
Kind of shocked.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of shocked that actually that's a pretty responsible financial arrangement you've got there. I'm very, very shocked.
And that's why I don't feel bad buying my black t-shirts with white print on them.
Yeah. What about your Botero?
Those are paid.
All of them.
Why don't you buy a Botero t-shirt?
Do they have one that just says Botero in white letters? If so, I'll get it.
Oh, I want the naked guy. I want that naked guy. That weird looking naked guy on a black shirt.
I kind of want that one too.
Yeah. I mean, if you have that shirt, that's he's got to make t-shirts, right?
Well, they make prints. Like, you get the prints like for $60. We don't have to.
There's a Mona Lisa one. This guy must be famous. $13,000 for a painting's a lot.
I don't know if this is flattering or not, but apparently that's a self-portrait.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Stud.
Look at him.
Fernando Botero.
He makes everybody look like they're really like bloated and a little chunky, like almost like Cabbage Patch paintings.
Yeah.
Oh, good call, yeah.
They look like Cabbage Patch paintings done by a blind person that can still draw. That makes sense.
Actually, I'm following you with that.
Botero is probably really excited about us noobs, us art morons, going,
bro,
you're kind of like Cabbage Patch paintings by a blind person who can still draw.
Yeah, but if you're getting $13,000 for one of your paintings, I'm okay with you making fun of the way I paint all day long.
As a matter of fact,
it's like if I was a Nickelback, make fun of me you want.
Yep.
Look at this beautiful. Look at this beautiful home.
Yeah, look at this beautiful home.
Right?
Yeah, $13,000 for those paintings. I mean, Well, just like that guy. Just like Tim Kuhn, the guy puts a basketball on a piece of plexiglass and gets thousands for it. He paints a woman's vagina and gets like skillions for it. I don't understand it. Art always eludes me. I don't know how the hell that they're getting what they're getting for their pieces.
Yeah, how do we decide that this Francisco Botero guy is really good?
Is he still alive?
I don't know.
Because that also makes a difference in life. If the guy's dead, then you can't paint anymore. It makes his stuff worth more.
He was born in 32.
Oh, he's still alive, 87 years old.
Whoa. Yeah. All right, Francisco. What's his most expensive painting? Can we find that out?
Fernando.
Yeah, him too, Fernando. So what's the most expensive Botero painting we can get here?
Yes, it looks like sculptures.
Yeah.
What?
Well, if it's a three-dimensional something, it probably is a sculpture.
His painting, The Musicians, is worth roughly $2.6 million.
Okay. He's a guy.
Look at this big cat he made.
Yeah. He's a guy.
Big cat? Excuse me?
Yeah.
Big-ass cat.
Yeah. That's cool. I want that at my house.
I don't know if it'll fit in your house.
So she's marrying
in the yard.
She's marrying a dude that's got definitely fine taste, because none of us knew who this Patero guy was, but if he's got a painting worth $2.6 million, he's a guy.
That's a big fat cat.
Yeah. He's a guy, and he's been painting since, you know, what, God was a kid, right? So, I mean, he's been doing this a long time.
I can't find the Naked Man t-shirt for you, Steve, but I can find the Elvis.
What, he made an Elvis?
Apparently.
Did they make it in black?
No, I think so.
Get the Elvis one, dude. Get a Botero Elvis. Kind of liking this now. I want a Botero.
I'll give you cash. That way I don't show up on my own.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Just kidding.
Anyway, sweetheart, make sure you actually really talk to somebody before you marry this guy. You need to talk to somebody because you got issues with him or with yourself or with both.
It doesn't sound like the right relationship.
I don't think we're getting the full story.
I feel like we're getting there's this ongoing trend with everyone who's sending us these questions for advice. I mean, if you just read your own questions, I think you'd have the answer.
Yeah. If your friends said the same thing that you said to us,
right,
you'd say run.
You're in, it's almost like it sounds like people are in relationships. I mean, a lot of people do this. They're in a relationship just so they can be in a relationship, even though the two of you are not compatible at all.
Yeah.
And the last couple of texts that we've received, these couples do not sound like they're compatible at all.
Yeah.
So what the hell are you doing? Eventually it's going to blow up in your face.
You think she's with him for the money?
Some people wondered that on the text line.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, she's complaining about him and his money. She's complaining what he's spending his money on.
She's definitely not into him because of his artistic taste.
Yeah. Well, who knows what that $13,000 painting will be worth, though. That's not bad. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show.
All right. Did you?
Oh, yeah? You sure?
No, it's just another text about Dairy Queen.
Yeah, buddy.
Why are we not talking about Dairy Queen?
This is the best.
We know about
ever.
The moon landing blizzard.
Every
we know about that.
Freaking day now we're getting these. Thanks, Vicky.
Oh, about the. Did you know about
Did you know that Dairy Queen? They have an Orange Julius inside of a Dairy
Queen. Really? That I didn't know.
It's breaking news.
Yesterday we were talking about who we would have you play in a movie, in a Hallmark movie.
Yes.
And somebody said, BJ, your movie should be on Sci-Fi and not Hallmark, and you could have Katie Sackhoff be your love interest.
Ooh, oh, Katie Sackhoff is awesome. She's, of course, she played Battlestar Galactica, and she's great. I love Katie Sackhoff. And she's got a great sense of humor, too. She's a lot of fun.
And a great last name, too.
Oh, yeah, it's a great name. Hey, Off Jack. Off Jack Sackoff. We've got it. How about the lady that needs a name? Serena, name your kid Off Jack Sackoff.
Someone just texted, said, it's your last meal. What are you eating?
Steak.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Steak pizza.
Oh, okay.
With macaroni and cheese on top.
And the steak ice cream as well that we talked about earlier.
Yep.
I mean, sushi?
Steak sushi?
No, not steak.
Surf
Indian,
and turf.
It's going to be Indian food.
It's going to be Indian for you.
Yeah,
huh?
It's going to be Indian food for me. Yeah.
Are we now picking restaurant or are we just going with just the actual meal?
Well, I want to go to the, I want the best Indian food ever made. How about that? I don't know what restaurant that is.
Karma Indian.
Well, I'll let you know. I haven't been there yet. I've been to Cedars, and I like Saffron Grill. So far, those two places I would love to have as a last meal.
I think I want to go to an all-you-can-eat. I'm either go to Snoqualmie Casino, which I'll be there on Saturday, and just eat all the crab legs.
It's your last meal. They'll probably bring you whatever you want. So if you want to eat a lot, why wouldn't you just tell them to keep bringing you like everything you want? Like you list every damn thing knowing that you can fill up on it, right?
All right. I mean,
I'll take you to the casino if you want to go, but this is anything that you want. Your last meal.
No. I don't know what I want.
See, I
want
to be
I want everything.
If it's something like, hey, for whatever reason, I'm, being put away because it's my last meal, I'm in jail, and I'm going to go to the death penalty.
Electric chair, baby.
I'm
going
to go to the death penalty.
I'm going
to
go with it, man.
You are so well-versed in this, yes.
I'd want to do something to really mess with them. Like, try to get them to get the McRib and the Shamrock Shake at the same time, because they never are available around the same time.
Is this to keep yourself alive? Is that why?
Yes. And to mess with them. See if I can get them to do it.
If I was the warden, I'd go, just kill her. You know what I mean? She's been a pain in my ass ever since she's been in prison. She's getting nothing. Just kill her.
I'm sure they can make a call and they could put whatever Shamrock Shake ingredients to make it look like a Shamrock Shake.
If it's not March, it's not the same.
Wow. Well, what do you want from us?
I'm trying to stay
alive,
Steve.
She's trying to stay alive, Steve. She's trying to be a troll to the prison, but they'll just...
I'm going
to
die. I want to go out making
your life
hell.
They'll just execute you. You know what I mean? They'll just really... You know what? We're not even going to put her in the chair. Just, you know what? Somebody do something.
Texter said steak, baked potato, and corn on the cob. What about,
corn
about steak
on the
bites
cob.
At the A crop?
Yes!
I mean, if you're going to go out, you might as well go out looking at cool stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't argue with that. That's a good way to go.
Can it be all I can eat steak bites?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I was going to say it could be all I can eat at the city.
Okay.
That would be wrong. Mm-hmm. And it would be right at the same time. All right. There's a big question that needs to be answered right now. Okay. What do Ryan Castle and a demolition derby car have in common? I want to tell you at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What's a Ryan Castle? Hey, Mr. Ryan Castle.
Castle-tonator.
What does Ryan Castle and the demolition derby have in common?
We smash from the rear, BJ.
Nice. Yeah. Smash from the rear?
Yeah, that's how they do it.
That's how they do it.
You don't want to smash up the motor.
Yeah. Good call.
So you attack from behind.
Oh, good strategy.
They say both leave Steve's neck sore afterwards.
Yeah, they do.
They're both in rough shape to start with, and then they go out and get totally trashed.
Yeah.
And they both get smashed on weekends.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
That's weeknight.
Yeah.
I'll do a Tuesday. I ain't afraid.
Yeah. No, I know that.
Yeah. You know it's Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I was out last night, BJ.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. Okay.
You rocking and rolling on a Tuesday night?
Yeah, I'm not afraid.
He is Peter Pan. You know Ryan Castle will never grow up.
As long as alcohol is involved.
Not interested.
Yeah. We got a guy named Stanley Payne Jr., upstate New York dude, 34. Last week he was upset when he saw someone had parked in front of his house and was on his lawn a little bit. So he had a demolition derby car, hopped into it, and smashed into the car that was parked by his house.
Well, that seems completely reasonable.
Yeah, of course.
That sounds something like my dad would do.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. he's from Rochester, New York, in all places, too. Hey, congratulations.
A New Yorker would do something like that.
Yeah, he was arrested. Ryan Castle, he should be arrested, but he's still free, and he's got a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
Finish this sentence. Thinking back, I totally deserve to get in trouble for doing blank.
Back in middle school, we had a microwave in our cafeteria, and our favorite item of food to get was the chocolate chip cookie. But everyone knows that chocolate chip cookie is better if you heat it up, give it the chocolate chip all gooey. Well, I dared my friend one time to put the chocolate chip cookie in the microwave for 20 minutes.
Oh, 20
wow.
minutes.
What happened?
It blew up the microwave.
No.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.